Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, final hour of the show. Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5. Appreciate you taking us on the go wherever you may be on this, I don't know, ghost town of a city? It's a little different. Do you have to? What you need people to just acknowledge the fact that you're sanitizing?
I'm just doing. It's radio. This isn't a visual medium, Joel.
Right. So people all you gotta do is say, "Hey, just put more sanitizer on." Don't need to hear you slapping your paws together.
People need to know that we're clean on this show. By the way, how did I get to the finals in that death pool with Fred? Apparently, I
saw
made
that.
It.
That's just someone's called it the Cinderella story. You're all the way to the finals with Fred.
I literally am the cleanest person at this station.
How did Fred make it to the finals?
Yeah, he's old with a weak immune system.
Most likely to die?
First? Yeah.
I think it's, come on.
I get that.
It's not nice.
But me? Now, this was just from coronavirus, not from cholesterol.
First of all, let Fred run
a
race with Patrick Crate.
Yeah, well.
Fred runs.
Yeah, that's true, too. I like that. Did P. Freight exclude himself? Did he exclude himself from the...
I don't know. I got tagged and you got tagged. I didn't look at the whole bracket.
Well, we have each other blocked on Twitter after our beef.
I saw that. I thought that was the most randomly hilarious tweet. Yeah. Is that everybody's like, Barry, did you see this? Or they were going back and forth. And Barry just tweets and goes, no, we blocked each other. We can't see it either way.
I blocked him for correcting my spelling, which I told you nobody is off limits. Somebody got blocked today because what did I spell wrong? Compliment. I had an I instead of an E in there somewhere. Somebody corrected me. I blocked them. Deleted the tweet and redid it, corrected the spelling. But still, that's the rule. We all know that's the rule. So he got mad when I did that. I was like, you know, that's just the rule. I mean, I said if my mom corrects my spelling, she's blocked. It's just going to happen that way. So he, in turn, I guess, got mad at me for doing that and then blocked me. So I can't even see the bracket.
Like I said, I didn't go through the whole bracket. Yeah. I just saw when I was tagged and when you were tagged.
But I'm like, we've got Joel is elderly. Charlie Polillo is elderly. John.
I'm going to go vote for you to win this whole thing.
John.
Right,
we know John's immune system is probably pretty weak.
Yeah, he's up
although,
there.
Although, well, you know, he probably kills it with alcohol. That's a pretty good deterrent. So maybe that's why he doesn't advance past the semifinals. Elderly, like I am a germaphobe.
Four votes.
Guess
for you.
What? Guess what? I didn't need to learn how to wash my hands like the rest of y'all. I've been washing my hands.
The rest of who?
I've been clean.
Don't include
and that
me.
You
and
guys
y'all.
Think I'm the one that's gonna get it just because I had the flu for 9 months? Boy, I was sick for a long time.
It was a minute. If you had that whooping cough that you had back then, people be looking at you like, get your ass back in the house.
I would be the bubble boy. I'd have to be going around with one of them big-ass hamster balls. They'd be like, nah, I don't think so, whooping cough.
You made
cough.
Mark Berman sound like a mime.
Yeah. I'm glad I don't have that right now. Boy, you sneeze, fart, cough, people are like, oh, get away from me. No.
Well, that's what I told. That's what I said when the oak pollen was so bad and my allergies were bad. And Dustin, his sources, said the same thing.
Yep.
I was like, bro, no matter where you go, if you cough or sneeze, people are going to look at you like you got it. And I put got it in capital letters. He's like, I'm going to have fun with this.
Yeah.
Go to that line at HEB at 6 a.m.
Speaking of that, somebody said no Diet Coke at the Walmart on El Dorado and on El Dorado Boulevard. Or sorry, down here we say El Dorado.
Yeah, El Dorado.
Yeah, and there's a El Dorado, Arkansas. And if you can, I said El Dorado, and the whole town crucified me. It's El Dorado, so I get mixed up. Yeah, we say El Dorado.
Well, tell them when they come over here and call Bisonette.
Yeah,
or go ahead and try and say Kirkendall like it looks.
But David said it's weird because they don't have any Diet Coke. They have Coke. They have regular Coke. And the people from Coca-Cola are the ones that stock the shelves. No Diet Coke. So,
what might be the cause of that?
Usual suspect for life, David. Now
they're not making Diet Coke in China.
Yeah, that's the cause, as they said that they're going to start running out.
Oh, you know what it is? It's the sweetener.
It's the sweetener. Yeah. That's right.
Yep, yep.
It's right. So I just want you guys to know.
You may not survive.
When I go crazy and start killing people over Diet Cokes, that's why.
Warn Patrick right now.
That's right. If I'm a little grumpy.
Because now you got an excuse.
If I'm a little grumpy, you know why. It's because I don't have any Diet Coke. Now, I wonder if I could switch to like Coke Zero or something.
Coke Zero's awesome.
Where's Diet Dr.
Nick,
Pepper?
Do you like regular Coke, vanilla Coke?
No, not vanilla Coke. I hate that.
Are you five?
I bought a whole bunch. I thought I was buying a whole bunch of Coke Zero, and one of the bottles was a regular Coke, vanilla Coke, and it just sitting in my fridge. I was like, you can have it.
No, I don't drink vanilla
Coke. There was a time in my life when I was like 8 years old that for 2 weeks I just was on this cherry Coke thing.
Oh, I love cherry Coke. Grew up on cherry Coke.
Really?
Oh, dude. And you know what? Here's the thing. And this is, of course, because it's a Wisconsin thing. Ever since we were really small, we were also in bowling leagues. And at the bowling alley, they made the best cherry Cokes. Yeah, they were awesome.
That's definitely a Midwest
thing. No question.
Yeah.
I bowled a 232 game when I was in third grade.
Wow.
Yeah, bowling was serious. My family, a lot of families go to church. My family would, as a family, would go bowling.
Wow.
Grandma, parents, they were all in leagues. Me.
Yeah.
Dude, when I was little, I thought I was the bomb because instead of like Cub Scout patches, I had like all these bowling high trophies. Game league champ patches, all these trophies for bowling and like that. Check out all my trophies, like, people.
I'm an athlete, bro.
Yeah, then you started playing real sports going, yeah, let's just put those in
Who
the box,
Who do you think
Mom.
You are? I am. You were that guy?
I was so happy to get a punt, pass, and kick trophy.
Love that guy. I forgot his name. I always forget his name, but he was that bowler.
Yeah, who do you think you are? I am.
Pete Weber?
Yes. That's who it is.
Yeah, see?
Joe was Pete Weber.
No, Pete Weber, man. He was Joel a crap-talking bowling machine.
Oh, that's the best. Who do you think you are? I am.
That's the best line ever.
That is
ever.
The best line.
How about a Woj bomb for you?
Okay.
4 Brooklyn Nets have tested positive for the coronavirus. Yeah. Organization says it's notifying anyone who has had known contact with the players, including recent opponents. All Nets players and traveling party have been told to remain in isolation.
Damn.
Boy, it ain't getting worse. It's not getting better. It's getting worse. And then Donovan Mitchell is out there saying that he still doesn't have any symptoms, but that he's playing video games, just hanging out, doing what he's supposed to do. And now he's also tweeting. And Vernon Maxwell actually retweeted and said great advice. But he said, look, you know, basically he sees all these people that are still out there partying, going to bars, doing all these things for the good of all people right now.
I still have a comedy show that's scheduled to happen in Galveston on Friday. Are you suggesting that I shouldn't do it?
Yeah.
I think they're not trying to shut it down in Galveston, right? They're not trying to do that.
It hasn't been canceled
yet.
Galveston County is separate than Harris County in terms of the bars and all that.
Right. So they haven't canceled it yet. So, look.
Are you going to go?
Yeah.
What's the chances that you're going to be illegal in terms of the limit of people? You're going over 50?
I don't know.
In the bar?
It's not my problem.
No, I'm just saying you're going to put yourself at risk.
I mean.
They're saying you can't have gatherings of more than 50 people, right? No, is it 10 now?
I thought it was 10.
You're going to go over 10, aren't you?
Of course.
Okay. I was going to say, you damn well better. I'll be upset.
I got to get that money, player.
Well, they're going to pay you no matter what, right?
Yeah, exactly right. If I show up, I'm getting paid. I just did a wedding for Saturday. Yeah.
You did a wedding on Saturday? How many people?
Yeah. I don't know, about 100.
Whoa.
Whoa.
So they still went on.
What are you doing?
That lady said, I'm getting married. I don't give a damn about no virus.
They were already married. They got married 2 weeks ago in Japan.
Oh my God. And you put yourself in the middle of it. What are you doing here?
You filthy piece of...
Huh? You should be in a bubble.
I'm totally losing that death pool. Winning.
Yeah.
Damn, you're the Cinderella story. You're like Jimmy V now. You're running around the court celebrating.
Yeah. I'm cutting down the...
What are you doing to us?
Instead of cutting down the nets...
at least you're behind a window.
Instead of cutting down the nets, I'm going to cut down the masks. Just the four little ropes on the edge, corner of the mast.
Oh, you guys play nice. You stay as close to Joel as possible.
I'm hugging Social both of you bitches when this is man. Over. I'm hugging both of y'all when this is over.
We're running.
Damn.
Running from you.
I'm face kissing
How
both of
How did that not become front and center information for us? And this happened this weekend. So yesterday and today. All day yesterday you could have brought that. Yeah, there we go.
That's so bad. That's so bad. That is so bad. Barry Laminack is going to Rudy Gobert the fourth floor.
Yeah.
It's terrible.
And I'm Donovan Mitchell. I'm getting it because of his carelessness. There you go.
Oh, my God. It was so
I'm
great.
I'm Spider Mitchell, and he's Rudy Gobert, the stifle tower.
Rudy Gobert.
Yeah. Yeah, Rudy Gobert has just stifled my tower because he's just giving me the coronavirus.
I mean.
Bro, give me 50 feet. That's all I'm going to say.
Go give Nick a hug during the break, will you? Break your own rule. We'll give Nick a hug.
Somebody wants to know where in Galveston at the, I think it's called the Hooli Hooli Hut. I think that's what it's called.
The Hooli Hooli Hut.
It sounds like it's infested.
Yep.
Yeah, the Hooli Hooli Hut. Yeah. Down in Galveston.
How did you spell Hooli?
H-U-L-I.
Oh. I was going to go H-O-O.
What?
Ella.
No.
Okay.
It's the Hooli Hooli Hut.
By the way, if people, you know, we're talking about the lack of tests in the United States and, uh-huh. and how they're trying to get more and then the drive-through process. I found this tweet and I retweeted it. This chick goes through the drive-through and videos what they do. It's not fun. Like, they jam a swab in the nose? And a wire way up your nose.
Oh, yeah.
She's like, man.
They touch your brain. They touch your brain for a little bit. Yeah.
That's crazy. And now I'm going to have to go through that because you freaking did what you did.
So first of all, somebody said, tell Joel and Nick to stop hating. Hooli Hooli Hut isn't bad. Good crawfish. And someone else said, thanks for the reminder to sanitize my hands, Barry. See?
Oh, shut up.
So, yeah, let me know how your swabs go.
After you. It was bad enough you did a wedding of more than 100 people.
Uh-huh.
But the fact that they came from Japan. And you didn't feel that relevant information to share with us.
I mean, they obviously got cleared to get in.
We don't care about them. They got cleared. Care about us. We're in a damn close quarters production area twice in 2 days, and you don't bother to throw that on the table?
Listen, I don't know what to tell you.
I don't even want to
obviously
speak to you.
Obviously you don't, because you didn't.
Give me 50 feet.
I'm going to get the virus through my headphones. Stop. Stop it right now.
Every time we do it, Joel's face. Oh, my goodness.
Well, if I get this, oh, man. We'll be back with more at The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5. Because I know you boys
hating and wanting to fight me. G'day, mate. This is Sam Windsor of the Houston Sabercats. You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
Is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, continue with the final hour of The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5. Nick and I are going to get it.
I'm just trying to figure out if I should call Lawyer Dave or Jim Adler. Who do you think will take my case when I sue this fool?
You can't sue.
For knowingly spreading the coronavirus all over the fourth floor.
Or for purposely not revealing the information that would be necessary that you did a wedding of more than 100 people for a couple that already got married the week before in Japan.
One, the ban wasn't in place yet. Two, they were screened at the airport. They had to have been.
You don't even know. You just say they had to have been. Yeah. Well, if that ban wasn't in place yet, maybe they weren't doing screening yet.
No, the ban of 100 people or more.
Yeah. They didn't crack down on the airports yet then.
Yeah, no, they've been screening people at the airports.
Were there Clorox wipes and all that other stuff there?
There was hand sanitizer, Clorox wipes. I never got near the bride or the groom or anybody really other than the father of the groom. And that was an elbow touch. He wanted to shake my hand. I elbow bumped him. I was like, no, player. He was like, what? I was like, yeah, this is all we do. He goes, oh, whatever. I was like, whatever. Bloop. That's all you get. Oh, no. Come on now. You know me better than that.
Well, you live for those awkward conversations, so it doesn't even matter.
Yeah. No, there were people at the wedding. They're like, you did great. I was like, boop. There you go. Elbow. Don't get near me. Stay away.
I still can't believe. And then you didn't
I made out with John Westling in the photo booth. Now, see, does that count?
It's not.
That's
nice.
Not social distancing.
That's true. We did definitely did.
There was no social distancing at that wedding. There was probably a dance floor, right? They were dancing.
No, I wasn't dancing. Yeah, there was no dancing.
There wasn't?
Not when I was there.
There wasn't any music at a wedding.
There was a DJ after the comedy.
Yeah.
And they didn't dance when the DJ.
I left. I'm not hanging around and watching.
Oh, that's right. That's
people.
Right.
I left immediately. I got paid and left.
That's probably the smart move.
Yeah. Crazy. What am I going to sit around and watch people dance?
Yeah,
I
don't possibly get a virus. 100 people in the room.
I don't know these people. Why am I going to sit around and watch them dance? Oh, look at those two people I don't know.
So you could grab it and touch it. And
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, they paid in cash. Trust me, I just went through two casinos. You should be more worried about the fact that I was at two different casinos in New Mexico than a wedding with 100 people.
You didn't tell us all these details.
I'm telling you, you should be more worried about the fact I was in casinos than at a wedding. Do you know how much dirtier casinos are?
Did they feed you?
Do you know how close together? Yeah.
Did they give you a drink?
Who, the casinos?
No, the wedding.
The wedding.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. They had apple whiskey. First time I've ever had apple whiskey.
It's not bad.
A lot of people like it.
It wasn't bad. I was just preferring.
Like Crown Apple? Which one?
No, it was just, I guess, homemade. Yeah, it was like hooch, like bathtub. I don't know.
It was homemade whiskey?
And you're drinking it?
So you went to a wedding.
You won't have takeout food, but you're drinking some bathtub-ass whiskey.
Do you
with
realize
apple
what you just
it?
Confessed to us right now? We've known you hooch? For 3 years.
That I drank hooch?
Oh, my God.
What?
You homemade whiskey?
What's wrong with you, man?
First of all, they don't make it in a bathtub. It's just called.
You don't
that.
Know? Obviously, you don't know.
I have no idea.
They might have brought it in like those plastic Tupperware
bro,
pitchers.
I touched your bag of lettuce for all of 2.5
Which,
seconds.
By the way, sounds very sexual.
I know.
He just admitted
touched
it,
my,
by the
yeah,
way.
You touched my sack
your bag of,
greens. Of
lettuce. I touched it for all of 2.5 seconds.
He admitted it.
Yeah. See?
See,
after
the all
bag.
This time.
Three the years. Bag.
Ah! I'm going to be like your wife and hold it against you 3 years later.
Oh.
Be like, no. Dude, oh, I knew it.
He
I
goes to out. A wedding where Jethro runs out to the truck to get another sampling of the apple whiskey.
No.
There was it. Okay.
It spills a little. He licks his fingers and stirs
was
it up
sealed?
For you.
Yes.
It How
was
do
in
you know?
A, it was in like one of those. What's like the little thing? Like if you go somewhere,
Tupperware?
They have, no.
Oh, it was in a decanter, like one of those?
No, it was
a reused
in, you know how,
2 liter
like,
bottle.
It was almost like a water thing, but it was like if you were to get lemonade from somewhere.
Like basically
that's not sealed.
A Tupperware
yeah,
thing.
It is sealed.
I meant like sealed from like a manufacturer sealed.
Oh, no. I don't know if that, but I'm just guessing that
and
it was homemade.
And you're gulping it down?
Because there was actually fresh cut apples in the whiskey, so I'm just guessing
oh,
it was
my
yeah.
God, homemade.
You
deserve
it.
To lose
you
this
got
thing
it 100%. You
too.
Have it.
You deserve
you have
everything
it.
You get.
Really?
I've made the diagnosis on the air. You have it.
Really? I don't know. I don't know if I'm. I don't think that's accurate.
It's only Lance now. All you got to do is go.
That's the
times.
Thing is, like, if you get allergies now, people freak
that's
out.
That's what I said. Yeah. Because I have it to oak pollen. That's why I'm hoping. Yeah. I was hoping to
get. Oh, really? Is that what it is, Joel?
Don't
you go to the
you
gym?
Don't hear me
doing don't you
like
play
you
basketball with guys? Touching their ball and they're getting all sweaty with their balls? Huh? Who's got it now, Joel? Who's got it now, pal?
Really?
You do. Sweaty ball guy.
See, you and do. Where am I? Where am I? Hmm? Drinking alone by myself in the house. And you guys want to make
you
fun of me for it. You know why?
Because
I'm isolated.
You've been out there. Putting your lips on other people's glasses where they were putting their lips.
I stopped the draft beer. I completely stopped the draft beer.
He got it all.
Nope. No more draft beer for me.
When you drink whiskey at a bar, you
constipated.
I haven't been at a bar. I've been drinking whiskey at my house.
You drink whiskey through a straw.
Through a plastic cup.
No.
Liar.
When's the last time you went to a bar? What day?
Yesterday.
Huh? Before they shut down.
No, it wasn't yesterday.
Every day.
Day before. And you put
no,
your
I'm
lips
trying to
on
be
glasses.
Honest here.
Yeah,
yesterday
it was Sunday.
And every day.
It might have been Sunday.
Oh, really?
I'm good. It's okay. Symptoms would have shown.
So you're safe
symptoms
now?
Would have shown.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, my wedding was Saturday. The wedding
days,
I went to and drank bathtub whiskey was Saturday. So my symptoms would have shown. So you can both suck
whatever.
It.
Wait, we'll
Donovan
let the
Mitchell
people decide.
Doesn't have any symptoms shown. He's tested. Donovan
That's
Mitchell
true.
Doesn't have any symptoms shown. He's still positive.
Touche. That's what Nora said. The scary thing is there are people that aren't having. You might get like a slight headache, and that's it.
Yeah.
And then you may have it.
And then your body fights it?
Yeah, and that's the worst thing you ever get is a slight headache, but you could pass it to somebody.
That's the bigger thing.
That's the scary part about this, and that may be the only thing you ever experience from having it. And the other part that's scary is there's this two-week self-quarantine, but there's a guy that was on, I guess, CNN. He had it for 4 weeks. He wasn't sick. He didn't feel bad. In fact, he was over it, but 2 weeks after the initial 14 days, he was still testing positive. But he didn't have any signs or symptoms physically.
That's why they said there was one guy
who
celebrated his 67th wedding anniversary through a window because his wife was quarantined at like a convalescent home and he wasn't allowed in because he could. But Mel Brooks, who's a genius, by the way, and my dad.
Absolutely.
My dad just loved Mel Brooks. But Mel Brooks and his son, who's probably in his 30s, did this video where his son saying, I'm perfectly fine. I feel good. I wouldn't know if I had it or not, but I can't afford to transfer it to my dad. And Mel Brooks is behind like a patio door going, son, go home.
Yeah.
And they kind of were trying just to show you, like, look, the worst thing about this is you may never have a symptom, but you could be the transporter.
Right.
You transport it to someone that's older or that you don't know you have it and you're interacting with, and it could be doomsday.
That's my bad. I forget you're old.
Ass clown.
The story before that one, you were talking about like a nursing home?
Yeah.
Oh, where they're like all the moms and dads in the nursing home were isolated and they literally
all the guests have to go through windows to just
try and that was in Washington, wasn't it? I think
it's
that was the one
the
in Washington.
Place.
Yeah. It's getting bad.
Crazy.
Somebody said, I have some apple pie moonshine out of a mason jar. If it's done right, it kills all germs. So again,
that's moonshine.
Yeah, that's I think
not
what
whiskey.
This was.
Nope.
Well, Demetrius said,
it said apple pie, whiskey, moonshine. So, yeah. Are you reading Demetrius's text?
Yes.
It says, this is Demetrius. Oh, bleep. I'm laughing so hard. I had to run to the bathroom because the kids almost came out. Use those wipes I sent you, Nick and Joel, and wipe down Barry.
It's hilarious.
I'm going to spray. I don't have the Lysol, but I'm going to spray Barry.
Are you?
The kids in Memphis where the parents dropped them off at school and just took the... sprayed their faces and everything.
My birthday is tomorrow. I already had to cancel my crawfish boil for it on Saturday. Now all the bars and restaurants are closed, so I can't go out. And all the meat is sold out, so I can't even buy myself a nice steak. Can you guys at least give me a happy birthday shout-out on air? My name is Reed. Thanks. No, Reed. Not doing it. Of course, man. Happy birthday,
happy
Reed.
Happy birthday, Reed.
I'm sorry you have to go through this on your birthday.
That's another thing. Crawfish eating.
Ugh.
Not recommended, people.
Yeah,
and I saw that.
Yeah,
not recommended for me. I'm not an expert. Not eating no damn crawfish at this time.
So now Fitness Connection closed at 2 today. Now they're all shutting down.
I saw that text. I didn't know. I know it was going to happen because there's too many people and too many gyms testing positive, and it's just forcing like the CEO of the companies to just shut things down.
Yeah. That's somebody said their mom got cut. Their work hours were cut in half. She works in oil and gas. She works a week on and a week off, and it was either that or layoffs. So now you're working 2 weeks out of the month. Man, this is getting everybody. It's really bad.
Well, it's getting us, thanks to you. All right, so we got a half hour to go on the show. 30 minutes on the clock when we come back. Don't go anywhere. It is the usual suspects, ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Final half hour of The Usual Suspects starts now. ESPN 97.5. I'm still a little disturbed.
About?
You withholding information that you are...
It's not withholding
a petri
information.
Dish.
No.
You come in you came in like a petri dish, not a wrecking ball, but now you're going to be wrecking all of us.
You're still out and about. You obviously ain't that worried about it.
I got no choice, bro.
No. Man. You're still going to the gym?
It's closed. I can't.
But you were? Even when you knew about the coronavirus, you were still going to the gym.
I went up.
You could have gotten me affected. I don't even know. I'm just twisting this.
You're trying after you drank that bathtub moonshine.
It was
apples floating.
It was okay. Yeah.
You know what else apple, is floating in it?
Apple whiskey.
Short hairs?
Nope. Apple whiskey.
God.
It wasn't bad. It was pretty good, actually.
You know what?
What?
And here's the other thing.
Okay.
Just so you know, this is almost as disgusting. We talk about just dumb people out there, right? Uh-huh. And there's a lot. We may even get to another one.
But we're going to take those calls? Or
yeah. We're gonna...
It's just a joke.
We're going to get to the calls, too. But did you also see that, you know, just like everybody else trying to get their 15 seconds of fame, all right? There's this chick, Ava Louise. She's supposed to be this clout chaser on social media.
Oh, I heard about this. Yep.
She licked the toilet seat of an airplane on video as a coronavirus challenge. Licking a toilet seat at any time, anywhere is a bad idea. But on an airplane?
Oh, God. And while in the midst of the coronavirus outbreak, yeah, not the smartest thing in the world.
Like, she deserves to get the coronavirus.
Well, that was mean. That's a little far.
But now you're going to go and lick it for attention? Lick the toilet seat during... Okay, forget it. Take the calls. I'm done.
Lick it for attention. Wait, are we still talking about the same thing?
Man.
Are we still on the toilet seat? What are we talking about?
I don't know if you're on it or not, but she's licking it.
Real quick, I had an idea for Wayback Wednesday.
Okay.
Since it's St. Patrick's Day, we could just do songs from Irish bands.
I thought of that, too.
Did you?
Fun. Yeah.
You want to do that?
We can.
Okay.
Cool. Nick gave it a thumbs up.
All right. That's the
point. All right, Nick. All right. We're going to get calls now.
Yeah. Sean wants... It says, Barry, all about money. Sean?
Well, I'm going to go ahead and start off with, we should start thinking about who's your replacement, Barry, because this ain't good, man. I mean, I'm all about the dollars, baby, but yikes. Yikes. I mean, Japan? I don't know, Barry. I wish the best for you guys. I'll shut up and listen.
He sounds like a concerned man.
Almost as concerned as we are.
Yeah, that was... I don't know what to tell you, Sean. It's just, you know, they got screened at the airport. There's no way they got in without getting screened.
I'm sure they did an adequate job, too.
Yeah, there's no way they didn't get screened coming from Japan 2 weeks ago.
You don't know that. Have you seen the airports?
Yeah, and there's no way they got through that without getting screened.
Are you kidding me? Did you see O'Hare the other night when there was like 18,000 people in one terminal line to try and get...
Did you see where they were making them share pins? They were so concerned about everybody being sick, but they were like, we don't have enough pins, just pass them around.
Yeah.
Oh, that's nice. That's a way to get... And then everybody was so packed in that it was just... Well...
Yeah, so I'm sure it was a thorough checking. Oh. Come on.
Well, and yeah, I see somebody texted, the virus started in China, not Japan. Although I think they did have an outbreak in Japan. I'm not sure.
It doesn't make me feel any better. I can tell you that. Whether it started, obviously the virus started in China.
Yes.
I don't know if they had an outbreak in Japan or not, but it still was enough to make me worry. One, I mean, there's variables all over the place. You were in a congregation of more than 100 people drinking ass water, freaking apple whiskey.
Now you made that to be worse than it was. So if you're going to get nervous
about
that, for all
intents and purposes, you probably made it in a toilet.
No, you made that worse than it was. I just had what they call it, apple whiskey. It wasn't bad. They called it apple whiskey. You made it in a toilet. Now all of a sudden, so that's in your head that it was worse. Yes, the married couple did get married in Japan, but that was 2 weeks ago, and they went through the proper screenings. And I don't even know. Have we even seen what the outbreak is like in Japan? How bad is it?
Not something we're monitoring on the daily basis, but...
Well, I'll look up how many cases there are in Japan, because remember, they're going on with the Olympics, so it can't be too bad.
No, they just don't care.
That's probably right, because they don't want to lose all that money.
Sun wrote a joke
all those
for
tourists.
Sun Tran wrote a joke for the TV show that said, instead of lighting the Olympic torch, they're just going to burn down the stadium.
So, Nick, you know Vanessa Hudgens, right?
I do.
So she's... a fairly big name with the younger folk.
Sure.
She probably shouldn't be out on social media dropping videos with her opinions on the coronavirus. She's big enough to have like a, what do you call it, a PR person, right?
Oh yeah, I mean she's a pretty big name in terms of
listen to
actors
this and see
actresses.
If you think that she actually consulted with one.
Yeah, till July sounds like a bunch of bullshit. I'm sorry, but like it's a virus. I get it. Like I respect it, but at the same time, like even if everybody gets it, like yeah, people are gonna die. It's just terrible, but like inevitable. I don't know. Maybe I shouldn't be doing this right now.
So she was just drinking alone at the house.
I hope she was like pulling a Nick Sciarra. Yeah. I hope she was hammered at the house and decided this alone. Was a good idea.
You can tell how dumb she is just by the way she talks.
Yeah.
So like, I know that there's the virus and like, oh, it's inevitable that we're all going to die. Oh my God. Like, oh my God.
Even if everybody gets it, like yeah, people are going to die.
People are going to die.
Well, sounds like Raheel's favorite commercial.
What?
Hi.
Oh yeah.
When he tweeted out, "I'm just gonna neglect my family and work all the hours I possibly can, so I can get enough money to buy Cricket Wireless, so I can kibosh that commercial."
Vanessa Hudgens is definitely hotter than she is smart. I think there's no doubt about that.
Well, because she ain't smart.
Yeah.
Well, she better be hot.
Well, she's pretty hot.
Okay.
But yeah, not the sharpest tool in the shed, obviously.
Not one you're looking to hunker down to marry.
No, definitely not marrying, but she's cute.
Okay.
So she's got that going for her.
Which is nice.
Jeez. Oh boy.
Are we doing that?
We were told not to.
Oh, okay. Brian Bulaga, right tackle for the Packers, no more.
Okay.
3-year, $30 million deal, by the way, with the Los Angeles Chargers.
Chargers starting to put
some people together. Melvin Gordon still out there, by the way, Charger fans, if you are concerned.
Wow, somebody said everything is shutting down and working from home. Post office still going strong. Just sanitizing after every street and break and the Clorox wiping my phone every hour. I don't want to kill these old folks on my route. I didn't think about that.
Oh, yeah, we had a post last week. We had a postal carrier text the show saying that they were still out there delivering the mail, listening to us.
Man.
It was a postal carrier, as in he's not a carrier of the virus, right?
Right. Yeah, he's a carrier of the mail. We don't know if he's been tested or not because he couldn't get a test probably.
Uh-oh, breaking news.
Yes?
The dumbest radio show host in America is Barry. He has COVID-19. Rest in peace. Time to change the name of the show to The Usual Infections.
That's nice.
Japan is a model for containment. They have the least amount of deaths.
Oh, suck it, bitches. Daddy's back. Who's...
so bad.
Who's... Yeah.
Someone's I'm tested fine. Positive here. I know it. It's going
to
be from
tweet
you.
Daryl, text that to you? Just asking. Trying to get back on everybody's good graces.
Did you guys talk? Is that all y'all talked Thursday and Friday? Because somebody texted was like, thank you for putting the fear in Joel and Nick after the Thursday and Friday shows of only coronavirus.
I mean, most of the shows were like that. It was still very like sports.
Now, were you guys pro coronavirus or anti coronavirus? Because it depends on who gets it, right? If you're pro or if you're for or against it. Like, if there's some people that got it, I'd be like, okay, do your thing.
Well, if I went to a Japanese wedding, I guess I would be pro the coronavirus.
With ass water, brandy, or whiskey made out of a bathtub.
Well, at least you upgraded it from a toilet.
Yeah.
I don't even know how they made it, to be honest with you. I just assumed it was hooch. I mean, I don't know.
Took a big gulp and Jethro in the back. Barry, how my ass taste. Love that apple whiskey.
I tried it. It was all right. I ended up just getting a Bud Light out of the tractor.
Did you try it before or after you saw the apples floating?
Disaster.
No, they really did have a tractor.
No way.
With the scoop.
Oh, they my just, goodness.
They had ice in there, and they just had all the beer.
You're kidding.
Come on,
you're
man.
You're kidding, bro.
How can you be? Do we even know that? Your own hygiene.
Bro, Do we even know that 2 weeks ago there was pool?
Listen, that was the ice chest. Was just giggling. The bucket of the bucket of the tractor was the ice chest, which I thought was ingenious. I thought that was genius.
He's giggling.
No longer do I want to hear about how I'm the cleanest guy at the station.
You are not a germaphobe.
Hygienic and all this other
stuff. At all.
They had two porta potties.
What's wrong with
you? Label removed.
They had two porta potties.
Oh my God.
To go in.
One roll of toilet paper.
No.
They passed it around.
And then they had hand sanitizer next to the porta potties.
Someone sold it in the valet lot after there were some leftovers.
I did forget about the beer tub basically just being the bucket on the tractor.
So awesome. See,
we don't even know.
He forgets.
We don't even know after that first drink if he wasn't all nicer, a nicer version. Oh, where are you going, bro?
Because you're it's the coronavirus. To go down.
You gave
down
you gave the chair
shit.
The coronavirus.
My chair has the coronavirus. It just sunk on the Twitch feed. They're probably like, what the hell just happened? I'm like disappearing. Oh, boy, I forgot about the beer bucket. That was good times.
Wow.
I bet you he forgot about his no hug, no touch rule when, after that first drink,
after,
too. He was
yeah,
like hugging
no
people.
That apple brandy no hit
home. I love
you. Oh, yeah.
Hi, babe. Are you married? Literally just got married 2 weeks ago. Oh, you're the bride. That's my bad, feller. No, I didn't drink that much.
Aunt Marge, that hair on your lip is sexy. Let's have an apple whiskey together.
I had three Bud Lights and one glass of apple whiskey.
With or without the floating apple?
There's no way for the apple to get out of the little...
Tupperware.
No. What is that called? It's like if you went to an Ozarka thing and they had the water in the like the little plastic jug and the spout that you push. Yeah. It was kind of like that, but all self-contained. I don't know what that's called.
I think you're referring to a decanter, right?
Might be right.
Is that what it's called?
That might be right.
Because if it doesn't have a spout, that's
I know what you're talking about. Because at the Met they have water.
It
with
is a
the
decanter. You are correct.
The
that's what
water,
I said the first time.
Okay,
water.
I thought a decanter was like the like a
something
if you
put a
if
plant in.
No, like if you were pickling something, you just put it in a little cans. Yeah.
That's but, not sa- that is not sealed same. Or no.
So the decanter's not sealed?
No, it has a cap, like a plug,
a lid,
yeah,
on the top. But it had whiskey and apples in there, and you just. Pushed the little spout open and got you a glass of whiskey.
After your crock pot air fryer, you're going to get yourself a pickler, too?
I mean,
who's pickling anything?
My grandmother was a big pickler.
Oh, God.
Well, that came out wrong.
Jeez. Well, I'll tell you what. If you're worried about your health or you just like to upgrade it, let me tell you about the good people at Apollo Men's Health. If you just haven't had a lot of energy lately and you're looking for a little extra oomph and you need some help and you're sometimes nervous about going to a place to go get it, there's only one place to go. It's Apollo Men's Health because they care about you like family members. They're going to make sure that if you really want to be discreet, you feel very uncomfortable in waiting rooms, they're going to put you in an exam room right away. You don't have to wait in the waiting room. They're going to talk to you with very much concern. And they're going to make sure that they address your issues. Just like if you, when you walk through the doors and they offer you a Gatorade or a water and they talk to you because they want to help you, it makes you feel at home right away and you're more comfortable right off the top. And that's half the battle when you're trying to get help in the areas that most men do. Apollo Men's Health, not just another testosterone therapy clinic, they basically have it all for you. In addition to traditional methods of injections, Apollo Men's Health offers a cutting-edge pellet testosterone therapy that reduces the amount of weekly visits you need to make, but maintains your overall wellness in a more convenient way. They also have body composition analysis, HGH peptide therapy, all to increase your overall quality of life. Remember, your health is your wealth. Invest in yourself. Get that energy back and that pep in your step. Call 832-664-9966 or go to their website, apollomh.com, to book your first appointment. Most major insurance accepted. Discounts for military personnel and first responders. Check them out. Apollo Men's Health.
Looking for something to do this weekend? Visit culturemap.com to find out everything going on in the city. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Well, at least you'll be sharing the virus with more than just us. Looks like Barry might be doing extended duty today.
Good times.
Yeah.
Screwed, Galveston.
Oh.
That was it.
Everything's breaking down on your side of the desk. I know. Chair's going haywire. You're breaking
Somebody
another mic
said,
stand.
Barry, I just got word Galveston Bars and Amusement Parks will be shutting down soon. I would have loved to seen you at the Hooli, but I think it'll be canceled. So,
believe me, you would not love to see Barry there.
Huh?
Is that guaranteed money?
Not until I show up. Mm. Once I show up, then they got to pay me. Barry, when's a good time to weed and feed? Don't weed and feed.
Well, you got a lot of time on your hands.
Get a Weed Beater Ultra and then fertilize. Just look at Randy Lemon's fertilization schedule
weed
and do
beater?
That. Weed Beater Ultra.
Are you a weed beater?
Mm-hmm. Okay. When I use Weed Beater, I am. Okay. They have Weed Beater and Weed Beater Ultra. You have to use the Ultra before it gets over like 85 degrees Fahrenheit. So then if you don't.
Stop it. Just take the calls now.
Let me just explain so people don't burn up their yard.
No.
If you use the Ultra past the temperature threshold, you could burn your yard. So just make sure you're careful if you get Weed Beater Ultra that it's not too hot out to use
it. He doesn't care that we're going
to
burn up because we have the virus he gave us, but yet he wants people to not burn their lawn.
I'm helping people's yards, Joel. Did I ask for the text? No, I'm just answering the man's questions about weed and feed.
He was in that production room with you too, Chief.
Yeah, not for the rest of the week.
Don't use weed and feed. It's the atrazine's bad for your trees.
Cool.
Okay. What? I don't have my glasses on. Alex wants to talk coronavirus.
Love your show. Listen to it a lot. And Nick is right. He stocked up on the whiskey. I live about 50 miles south of Houston. And I guess they're closing all the bars up there. I'm not sure. That's what I'm hearing. And my local liquor store, which I can normally just walk to, you know, and get a little bit of whiskey and then walk back to my house, they're running out. They're not getting deliveries. And I don't know if it's because the warehouses are closed down or what's going on, but this is getting into a nightmare. If you can't sit at your house and drink and you know, be away from everybody.
Alex, you don't sound like you drink at all.
Yeah, I mean, amen to what you're saying. I just wish it was someone else that is agreeing with me right now.
Alex, have you been drinking today?
Oh, yeah, I drink every day.
I love this guy so
Alex,
much.
Alex, have you tried curbside delivery?
But I'm running out of whiskey.
Alex,
man.
Are you drunk right now, Alex? Are you drunk?
They're not going to have it at my local store.
Are you drunk right now, Alex?
Actually, I'm just fishing, so yeah. I've had a little bit of drink.
I love this guy so much.
We love you, Alex.
I would hook you up with some of my whiskey, but I can't risk it, bro.
Yeah, I can't afford it, bro. No way.
I'm stocked up.
I'm not driving all the way up there to have a drink with you.
The fact that you're driving at all, Alex, is a concern.
Alex, have you ever had Apple whiskey?
Yeah, as a matter of fact, I have. I got a buddy that makes some local hooch here. And it's okay, but I got another guy that's doing barrel rice. Well, it's not a rice; it's a sugar whiskey, and it's really good.
What does he make the apple whiskey in? Please don't say a toilet.
Bathtub.
They do the regular thing and just spill it through the.
Okay.
The,
yeah. Suck it, Joe.
They don't do it.
Was your friend at a wedding this weekend?
They do it through aluminum, you know, and so it's all cool.
Appreciate the call, Alex. Thank you so much.
Hooch. That make hooch?
He's like, hey.
There's no doubt he was at the wedding.
That they are out of most foods and toiletries and vegetables, and you can't get pasta. But you know what? You know what the real problem is? They ain't got no damn whiskey.
I love this guy so much.
I don't even care that they ain't got no noodles.
Wait a second. Did this guy call in?
Noodles?
This was the guy that called in when Barry was out. Yep. And then AD came in and said, yeah, that guy definitely sounds like he's been drinking.
Yep, that
was him. That was Alex.
Y'all had a guy call?
He's hoping HEB does curbside to the liquor store so he can get what he ain't getting from the liquor store.
Well, I tell you what, we went to a Target. We were looking for Nora a laptop because she's got to work from home. And she has an iPad, but it doesn't work well. So she wanted to get a little laptop. So we were driving around last night looking for a laptop. And we went into a Target. One thing there is plenty of right now, wine. Go get you some bottles of wine.
Problem, dude. I've been going back. Like,
I don't know.
Nick's so pissed. He's taking what he can get. He's going to get
the wine. I'm getting 750s. I'm getting carry-on, travel size.
You're going to be like LeBron with the wine now.
Yeah. Yeah, I got plenty of alcohol to serve. I don't need alcohol. If I run out of Diet Coke, I'm going to start raging.
But if you have
I'm
one bottle, that'll last you, what, like 6.5 weeks?
Of whiskey?
Yeah.
Oh, that'll last me longer
than
that.
If Joel takes a shot, he'll pass out right here in the studio.
No, I won't.
Right
I've
now.
Done this before.
If you take a shot, you're walking into like random Forever 21s and stuff like that.
No. It's going to take more than that.
Okay.
Yeah,
That was a slight exaggeration.
Yeah, maybe a little bit. I don't drink a lot, but when I do, I mean, you got to remember now. When I perform, I'll drink as well. So I'm steadily weekly. Yeah, no, weekly. I'll have more than just like one drink every 3 weeks or something like that. It's just
let's have a shot contest, all three of us.
We've done this before. I did a shot on the air.
No,
one
shot.
Until somebody passes out.
Oh well, Nick, you're gonna win. You could go
not
for
on
a
the
week.
Air.
Nick will win, but he would probably still like pee himself.
He'd go for a week.
I've done that before. I'm not even lying.
And I'm not even doubting it.
You peed your pants.
I mean, when you don't make the best decisions when you're drunk, bro. Don't act like you haven't done some crazy crap.
How would you not believe that?
I don't think he peed his pants.
I do.
Do you?
I think he might have done it in his car.
You think he did it right now?
Maybe.
My sources tell me that I did this.
Definitely might do what?
My sources told me. Or actually, it was just one source that told me.
Yeah. Somebody said you peed your pants.
No, it was. Yeah.
That's your pants told you peed your pants.
All right, this is getting ridiculous.
I'm trying to think I don't know if I've ever gotten drunk enough to pee my pants. Yeah.
Okay.
See,
good.
I told you. There's no way we're the only two that this has happened to, by the way.
No, no.
We're just men enough to admit.
I was high and drunk, and I woke up in a yard, and I had peed. Or it was just morning dew, but I felt like it was pee. But I woke up in a front yard and I was like, well, I don't even know whose house this is. This is not good. Yeah, just the one time though.
Okay.
Joel, when have you peed in your pants? Don't even act.
I don't recall peeing in my
taking
pants.
Taking shots of the cheese.
Please.
No, I recall throwing up. Plenty.
Everybody, every grown person has peed and pooped their pants at least once. It's a fact. Over the age of 18, everybody's done it at least once.
At least everybody's
had that one fart that you didn't trust.
I'm not denying that. The whole pee in your pants thing, I can't.
Yeah, you did that once.
Nope.
Okay.
At least we don't have to worry about the parent pickup line. That's not a problem, right? No
right.
school.
There
not
is
right
no,
now.
Yeah, we can just penis. And there's no kids in the car. Not a big deal.
It doesn't mean kids are not listening right now, Joel. I mean, Barry.
Oh, yeah. It was Joel Blank that said that. It was Joel Blank
was.
that said that word. Yeah, several times. So if anyone's going to call and complain, you file your complaints on Joseph B. Blank.
Wrong.
Okay.
All right, that's the end of the show. I'm going to tell AJ I need to fill in for the rest of the week because you have the coronavirus.
I do not.
Yes, you do.
Self-quarantine, Barry.
If Fred's not here, I think I might be doing the first couple seconds with AJ. So,
AJ, get ready. You're about to be infected next.
That's the only one I won't feel bad about.
Oh, God! For Nick and Joel and the coronavirus.
And Joel?
Yeah, Nick and I are out, and the coronavirus hopefully is too. That's
Barry's going to infect AJ's one good eye. It's going to be terrible.
Oh, my God! We got to go. Talk to you tomorrow on a Way Back Wednesday. It's the usual suspect.
No
Blitz is next. ESPN 97.5.
And I didn't know if they sniffed their own farts or not.
Yeah, boy. I heard it. You can now listen to all your favorite shows on the Amazon Echo.
Oh, sweet, dude.
Just say, Alexa, open ESPN 97.5.
Now playing ESPN 97.5.